USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is taking a lot of heat for a racially charged photo of a person dressed in Ku Klux Klan clothing, standing next to a person wearing blackface. It was a 1984 college yearbook, and one of the people pictured is Ralph Northam.
I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The NAACP is calling for his resignation, but he says he won't resign. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus called the photo disgusting, reprehensible, and offensive. Also calling for his resignation, Democratic Senator Cory Booker. He just announced he's a candidate for the 2020 presidential nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The new jobs report is out. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The government jobs report says the U.S. economy added around 304,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 4%. Those employment gains, though, are far greater than the 172,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The Labor Department also reporting the average wage paid to American workers edged up again by 3 cents an hour.
Today is February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, and Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring? Or more winter forecast, stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring, it shall be.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump maintains opposition to a border wall is a political tactic. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump is apparently leaning toward declaring a national emergency along the southern border as a way of funding the construction of the border wall. Speaking to reporters, the president said Democrats are using the wall as a political weapon against him.
The Democrats are instructed, don't do a wall. And they're always doing that. You hear about human trafficking, drugs, gangs, crime. They're only doing it for one very simple reason. It's one simple reason. Couldn't be simpler. Because they think it's good politics to 2020.
A former Super Bowl winner tells how to win the big game. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
The Super Bowl takes place Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, between the Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots. Marshall Faulk won the Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams back in 2002, and he tells Fox News the team that can handle the distractions the best, they're usually the team that wins the Super Bowl.
You're trying so much and so hard to make it a normal week, a normal game.
That's not going to happen.
That's it. It's not normal, and you're trying to suppress all your feelings and all of your emotions, and hopefully you have someone dealing with your family and all the other stuff that's going on, and you get to focus on football, but it's not like a home or away game because you're staying in a hotel all week, which you never do that.
Right.
It's just so many things that are different, but the team that handles all of that stuff the best is the team that usually wins.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.